Once you have added up the numbers, here are the results based on the total. Could you work in espionage? Let's see. If your total is between 55 and 72, your result is field operative. You process information the way a trained operative does. Fast, cold, structurally. You read people before they finish their first sentence. You notice pattern breaks that most people register only as vague discomfort. You are comfortable with deception, solitude, and moral ambiguity in proportions that would make most people uneasy. This does not make you a good person. It makes you a dangerous one. Whether that danger serves something worth serving is a question only you can answer, and I would not trust your first response. People like you are skilled at telling themselves stories about what their capabilities are for. The agency would want you. Whether you should let them have you is a separate calculation. I spent 12 years in a basement because someone decided I was too effective to be allowed in the field. Effectiveness without institutional trust is a cage. Remember that. If your total is between 40 and 54, your result is intelligence analyst. You see patterns. You are observant and psychologically literate in a way that most people are not. You can hold contradictory information without rushing to resolve it, which is a rarer skill than any combat qualification. You would not thrive in the field because the field requires a comfort with physical danger and improvisational deception that your responses suggest you possess in limited supply. That is not a deficit. The field is overrated. The work that matters, the work that connects one name to another name, to a location, to a pattern, to a prediction, happens in rooms like the one I spent 12 years in. You would read the reports the field operatives send back and see things in them that the operatives themselves missed. That is the job. It is thankless, and it is essential, and you would be good at it. If your total is between 25 and 39, your result is support and logistics. You are functional, reliable, and unlikely to cause an international incident, which puts you ahead of more applicants than you would expect. Your observation skills are average. Your tolerance for deception and moral ambiguity is within normal range, which means low by intelligence standards. You would not survive deep cover. An analysis would bore you before it sharpened you. What you would do well is the work that holds the infrastructure together. Logistics, communications, asset management, the operational backbone that every agency depends on and nobody writes novels about. The work is real. It matters. And it requires a kind of steady competence that the people who score higher on this assessment often lack, because they are too busy being interesting to be dependable. If your total is between 0 and 24, your result is civilian. Stay where you are. I do not mean this as an insult. The world needs people who trust what they are told, who sleep through the night without running scenarios, who walk into a room and see a room instead of a tactical problem. You are those people, and your lives are better for it. I have met operatives who would trade every skill they possess for the ability to sit in a restaurant without cataloging the exits. You do not know what that costs. You cannot know, because the knowing is part of the cost. Keep your life. It is worth more than you think, specifically because you have never had to calculate its value against an objective.